What if yoga could benefit body and mind even while incarcerated? That's the experiment made by the nonprofit Common Ground Healing Arts in a local women's prison. This goes back to 2009, says marketing and outreach director Paige Ryan.
The goal was to serve about 200 women and to offer about 4 classes per week.
And this year, they actually have the staffing and resources in place to offer a 200-hour professionally certified yoga training. That means that inmates can become yoga teachers inside the prison as well as outside once they're released.
Now we're offering over 7 classes a week. We have 5 instructors. We're planning to do it over about 3 months.
Sarah Mosley is a volunteer and one of the lead instructors of this program.
They've got training Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday nights, and for 4 to 5 hours on Saturdays. So it's a very rigorous training. We also offer yoga to the segregated populations now, so offering more kind of one-on-one specialty classes.
So segregating meaning that the person is in isolation?
Yes. So what could happen is that a person in segregation would be practicing in their space while you are leading them and practicing alongside them on the other side of the door. And women will tell us that coming back from solitary or from segregation, they'll tell us about how they've been practicing yoga and how having that yoga practice helped them get through those times.
And on November 3rd, the festival Art Show in Charlottesville will be fundraising for Common Ground, which only relies on donations for all of its services, including this yoga teacher training.
The partnership started because they reached out to us. They identified with our mission of making healing services affordable and accessible.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.